Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of our Thanksgiving recipes is one of my Grandma Lydia's all-time favorite recipes to make during this wonderful holiday. And I'm talking about sweet potato Lydia. Now, what I love so much about the sweet potato Lydia recipe, it's not very difficult for anyone at all. Realistically, it's an amateur kind of recipe, but the flavor is definitely that of a very seasoned veteran. Let's get started. The first thing we're going to need is 1 pound of sweet potatoes. Now, the sweet potatoes need to be cleaned, and I like to dice them small, only because sweet potatoes, they take a little bit longer than just, you know, any other kind of a russet or a waxy potato. And it's because it's really in the heart of that root. So we really want to make sure they're diced small. What I'm going to need next is 1/2 pound of brown sugar. Now, always remember, when you're putting brown sugar on something, it doesn't matter if it's brand new, if it's been sitting in the fridge, you know, for a couple months, a couple of weeks, or even a couple of days. Brown sugar tends to form clumps. We don't want to have any clumps in here because the clumps don't ever really caramelize. They kind of just burn. So it's very important that when we're doing this recipe that we remember, we want to make sure all the clumps are all the way out. So I always like to run my brown sugar through like a sieve. I think that's very, very important. So after we put our 1/2 pound of brown sugar on our 1 pound, and I know that sounds like a lot, but remember, this is Thanksgiving, this is the holidays, and people want to have some really good food. Typically, that diet all year round, they want to eat something a little bit different. I don't know if indulge is the right word, but I guess it's the only word for this wonderful holiday. The next thing we're going to need is 2 cups of marshmallows. And what I like to do is, you know, if you have marshmallows in your cabinet, I think that's okay. If you have to go out and buy them, I recommend buying the big ones and then cutting them into 3. So you get one big marshmallow and just using your fingers, tear it apart into 3 individual pieces. For some reason, it works better like this. We've done this before with marshmallow whip too, and I've even made fresh marshmallow. And fresh marshmallow, as much as I love it, it doesn't work with this recipe. So I didn't give you a recipe for fresh marshmallow. We're going to use those store-bought ones, whatever they're doing. Let them keep doing a great job. The next thing we're going to need is 1 tablespoon of cinnamon. And this is all going to go right into this wonderful little dish here. And I recommend when you're cooking this that you cook this like in a nice little, you know, baking, not a baking tray, but like a glass, you know, glassware baking kind of vessel. And what we're going to need is 1 cup of pecans, and we're going to put beef stock to taste. And pretty much what we're doing with the beef stock is we're just going to put enough in there to get it to raise up 375 degrees for 30 minutes and enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.